This week, the Georgia Senate approved a bill that would allow Governor Brian Kemp to seek healthcare waivers from the federal government. But there is still some debate whether a waiver program will address the healthcare access struggles many Georgians are facing. That's what we'll be discussing this week on the Georgia Health Report. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia, and as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, we've talked a little bit about this proposed waiver program in past shows, but can you remind us why Kemp wants to access federal waivers?
Well, these waivers, Lauren, are basically requests for the federal government to approve some changes in federal health programs. In this case, there's one waiver that would be intended to change Medicaid in here in the state of Georgia, and the other waiver request has to do with the private insurance exchange that was created by the Affordable Care Act. So Governor Kemp is looking to innovate in both areas, both Medicaid and in private health care for individuals who don't get government or employer coverage.
And again, these are some issues we've talked about in the past, the uninsured rate in Georgia, some of the struggles that rural hospitals are seeing. How does Governor Kemp foresee this waiver program helping in those areas?
Well, the governor should be commended for the fact that now he is raising the discussion of adding people to Medicaid. And what that would do is reduce the number of people who are uninsured in the state. So his Medicaid waiver proposal would cover less people or fewer people than a full Medicaid expansion, but it still would add thousands of people to the government Medicaid rolls.
And the waiver program passed by a 32-20 party line vote, and many Democrats are critiquing this waiver plan. What issues do they see?
Democrats point to an analysis that shows that a full expansion would cover more than 500,000 Georgians. And they say that the Kemp plan would cover roughly about half of that. They say that a full expansion would cover more people for less money. Republicans argued during this debate that, look, we need to innovate. We need to reform our Medicaid system. And their argument was simply that this is a broken system.
So as we've said, this program has passed in the Senate. What happens next?
Right. Well, it may face some opposition in the House, not just from Democrats that want to see a bigger Medicaid move, but it is expected to get some opposition from conservative Republicans who see this as an expansion of an entitlement program. In other words, another step toward Obamacare.
And from the patient perspective, what sort of benefit could they see immediately if this program is approved?
Well, the working poor now, those people that are making less than $12,000 a year, they don't have access to insurance. I mean, they don't qualify for Medicaid, and they don't get subsidies in the health insurance exchange. So they're basically uninsured and face really big medical bills. So the fact that these folks can be covered, perhaps in the future, would be a tremendous help.
And as this bill progresses through the state legislature, you will keep us up to date. Andy Miller with Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBnews.org.